Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 2 with verses 14 through 16. For when the Gentiles who do not have the law by nature observe the prescriptions of the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the demands of the law are written in their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even defend them on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge people's hidden works through Christ Jesus. You know, there's conflicting thoughts for all of us that are either going to be accusing or defending. And when we find the ability to understand that, we seem to know what it means when he says, they show that the demands of the law are written in their hearts. We want to think that God cannot see everything of every single person. Can he? I try and capitalize all references to God because I believe in my heart he can. He sees all that we do and forgives us even when we think we aren't worthy to forgive. I mean, look back over your life and you know when you failed at being a leader for God. You failed at sharing the gospel or even talking about God to those who mean the most to you. Yes, we want to hide our past because there's no way God can forgive you for that. But yes, he can. Even if you don't follow the law and understand the precepts of God's holy will, you too can be assured that God will judge you for the works seen and unseen. And with a simple confession, believing in your heart that God sent his son Jesus to die for our sins, then you too can find solace in knowing Jesus is your Savior and you are living redeemed. That's where it will all turn on in your brain. In your soul, you'll find this switch that just pops on and you will begin to understand everything about living redeemed. You've got to practice. Read your Bible. Pray. The Lord says pray unceasingly over everything. When we listen to our divine office each day, we pray aloud what the Lord has asked us to do. Jesus gave you a life of living without sin and forgives you by simply saying yes. I believe. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children, Alexandra, Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for Holy Mother Church, as it receives those who are dying today. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior's precious blood. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ. Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, where I practice, pray, and proclaim Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts in my life. Today we are studying Romans 2, so our poem comes from verses 14 through 16. It's a two-stanza poem. It's got five-word lines. First stanza and the second stanza is the same. It's titled, Works Hidden, But God Seen. Law prescriptions observe, Gentiles known. Law have not, nature resolves. Hearts written demands God shown. Thoughts conflicting, witness bears, absolves. Defend, even accuse, then judge. Works hidden, but God seen. Gospel mind refused, won't budge. Jesus Christ becomes visible, pristine. With a confession, amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Williams. It's October 27th, 2021, and I'm recording early this morning at 6:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed by practicing, praying, and proclaiming a day's love of sharing the gospel. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're hanging out with us as we end our podcast each day, then you know that we do a little impromptu work. We share the surroundings that we have in a poem of some type, or we just want to bring it out of our soul. So many thoughts today. The people that we will see. We wear our red shirts. Wheels for meals to agree. It's a driving route of seeing those less fortunate than I. Delivering a hot meal on the wheels of my ride. Ride of Jesus. As I always make him known, because in Jesus, salvation has been shown. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Williams, and I thank you for sharing today your time with me in the Lord. And I had some devil works yesterday, crashed my computer, but the Lord brought it back to me last night. So we want to thank the Lord for his presence in our lives. As we say, we'll be closing in the name of Jesus. There's only one name above all names. Every knee will bow when you hear the name of Jesus. Can you get down on one knee with me? Proclaim the name of Jesus. As we close in silence, the name on one knee.